George wants to help us out.
Oh, where's George?
George is on the...
Hi, George.
Hello, Nick and Gary.
Hey.
How you doing? I'm here to help. I know I listen to your show all the time, so I'll tell you exactly what's good for you guys.
All right. How about this? How George Washington predicted September 11th.
How George Washington? I don't even understand that one.
Yeah, neither do I.
You might need to have them on just to explain it.
The George Washington Vision is the name of the book. It's a fact. This country was founded by Christians on biblical principles.
What's the name of the guy who's saying that? Nostradamus?
No, hold on, wait.
Thank you.
Are you a dentist? Daniel Lyon. Using Washington's vision, Daniel brought news of the impending attacks on America to prominent leaders and received a personal response and thanks from former Secretary of State Colin Powell.
I'm going to give a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, too.
George, well,
I'm falling asleep already.
George, I got one for you.
Okay.
A humorous look at a serious subject. This guest is passionate about poop. It's estimated...
You got my interest.
...that the average person has between 3 and 8 undigested meals in his colon...
Oh, man.
...when poopologist Matthew Gardner...
Is that an actual... Is that an actual title?
His natural... This was a...
What page
almost,
is this
I'm
on?
It's on page 22. This was a Saturday Night Live joke, I'm pretty sure. It's an all natural colon cleansing product called Colon Blow...
It was a fake.
That was, yeah, colon blow, so.
That's a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, it was the fake cereal.
But now.
The fiber cereal
now.
And he, I also want to hasten to add, is also from Wisconsin.
What?
He's from
Wisconsin. Well, if he's from Wisconsin, put him on.
I'd say
I don't
so.
Care what he's talking
That's
about.
Right.
Wow. Give your audience the poop quiz.
That's right.
That sounds great.
I'm gonna say that one just for Nick's show.
Okay.
Save that one for Nick's show.
Yeah, because I got the classy show. Out of the Gary and I, Gary's got a much more. I have a much classier show than Gary. So
Nick handles the poop talk better.
That's right.
All right.
How about page 24, Nick? A show on dogs who model. That would be. Ron Burns, creator of the colorful art book "The Dogs of Ron Burns."
Yeah.
What makes certain dogs wonderful subjects, adorable dogs he's painted, and heroic aspiring dogs.
Mm.
I don't like that one either.
Yeah.
Too visual. You can't see the dog.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a
right.
good thing, though.
Well, celebrity subjects like Elizabeth Taylor's dog.
Oh, good. How many times has that dog been married?
That's right.
How about this one? What really happens inside the stars' homes? A Hollywood repairman tells all.
There you go. That now we have a winner. Now we have a winner. Everyone knows repairmen are funny.
What now? What
he has
what
gained?
Like Dennis.
He has gained unprecedented access to stars' lives. His 3 decades of repair work as a Hollywood telephone repairman has taken him into the homes of actors, producers, directors, has-beens, and wannabes. Which divine diva ranted and screamed before throwing Kim out of her house? Why a certain macho movie star has tried desperately to hide skeletons in his closet? True Ooh. Tales of sex, wild parties, drugs, and murder. Secrets from inside the homes of Muhammad Ali, misspelled, Jack Lemmon, and Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
Wow, man.
Hollywood, here we come.
It's called this Hollywood is, Unlisted.
She is the telephone repairman to the stars.
It's a guy.
It's a guy?
Yeah. His outrageous tales from Tinseltown will take audiences on a wild ride into the homes and hangouts of movie stars. His 30 years of celebrity service calls are documented in his raucous new book, Hollywood Unlisted.
Wow. That George, sounds almost as exciting as being on drugs.
Let's get him... Annie, can you call? Because probably if we don't call now, we'll probably never get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better get him now while he's hot.
He is, man. He is. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the guy right there. I didn't know that Hollywood repairmen had such great access. I'm really interested to know which divine diva.
I thought they meant divine, as in
No,
the
I,
John
I'm
Waters,
assuming that they mean, I mean, my guess would be Bette Midler. That would be my guess. As to
that she would throw
yell at somebody and throw them out of the house. You think that's possible? Divine. I mean,
this guy's a telephone repairman.
Well, apparently,
When's the last time a telephone?
I'm picturing a guy who sounds just like Cliff Clavin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That guy sounds good.
All right, we'll hold on to him. Hey, George, thanks for your help, man.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
All right, take care. There's George helping us out. He was a representative of our audience, and he wants the poop guy.
That's right.
And the Hollywood repair man and the dentist.
All right.